Parliament has sanctioned a plan by the Uganda National Oil Company to borrow $2 billion from the global energy trader Vital Bahrain. The proposal was tabled on December 16th by the State Minister for Finance in charge of general duties, Henry Musasizi. UNOC, which is Uganda's sole fuel importer and a gross profit of around $150 million from oil trading alone during the period. Presenting the proposal, Musasizi argued that the Vital loan offers access to alternative sources of capital, particularly as traditional lenders increasingly retreat from fossil fuel-related projects. Under the proposal, $1.2 billion will be allocated to UNOC projects, including construction of Kampala storage terminal, expansion of the Jinja storage terminal, and acquisition of fuel storage in Mombasa. Security for the loan would include rule-based escrow accounts, which revenues from UNOC projects and domestic fuel sales would be deposited. The Attorney General, Chiyo Achonka, defended the arrangement, arguing that emphasizing UNOC's commercial character.
The revenue that is generated by UNOC as a business arm doesn't go to the consolidated fund. It is business. So what the monies they are talking about here are not akin to, say, the revenues made from the petroleum products. These are the monies made from the business. Say you do the Kampala storage terminal and you make revenue from that. That is what is supposed to be put in the rules-based account. Actually, it is good for us, because then we've been given an opportunity to make sure that the money, as it gets out of there are rules that we can actually follow. So it is not left to UNOC alone.